This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday announced Washington would issue more than 500 new sanctions targeting Russia as the United States seeks to increase pressure on Moscow to mark the second anniversary of its war in Ukraine. The measures seek to hold Russia to account over the war and the death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny, Biden said, as Washington looks to continue to support Ukraine, even as it faces acute shortages of ammunition and U.S. military aid has been delayed for months in Congress. U.S. President Joe Biden has met with the widow of Alexei Navalny a week after the death of the Russian opposition leader, VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Sydney Sain reports.
During Thursday's meeting in California with Alexei Navalny's widow, Yulia Navalnaya, and their daughter, Dasha, President Joe Biden praised the Russian opposition leader for his extraordinary courage and his legacy of fighting against corruption and for a free and democratic Russia. As tributes continue to pour in for Navalny, the opposition leader's grieving mother says she has finally been allowed to see his body, but Russian officials are insisting that they give him a secret funeral. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Crowds in Jordan took to the streets of Amman on Friday, protesting in support of Palestinians in Gaza. Demonstrators chanted pro-Palestinian slogans and held up signs that read, "The attack on Rafah is a crime perpetrated by the U.S. and with Arab complicity." Jordan, which lies at the heart of the Arab-Israeli conflict, hosts 2.4 million Palestinian refugees, the largest such number of refugees among Israel's neighbors. This is VOA News.